And now the game where we reward a lifetime of accomplishment with 10 minutes of pure surrealism. It's called Not My Job. Dr. Ron Paul is a 10-term Republican congressman from Texas and a candidate for the presidency of the United States. We are so pleased to have him with us today. Congressman Paul, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Great to be with you, sir. Now, just to remind everybody who you are, you came, shall we say, you're not one of the media-picked frontrunners, let's say that. Not a media darling, but through your performance in the debates, plus your very strong expressions of your libertarian views and your views against the Iraq War, you've attracted a lot of attention, attracted a lot of support, and you're in this race. Is that not a good summary?
That is correct. And just look on the internet, and you'll find out.
Yeah, you've become a huge thing in the internet, attracting a lot of support. Still, you're polling behind. Let me ask you this: you're still going to come from low in the polls. How is the Ron Paul presidency going to happen?
Well, we keep accepting all those individuals who come to our internet and our website and volunteer and take their money and keep campaigning. They had a straw vote up in Illinois. We came in third, so I think we're making progress.
You know, the internet is so important for you. Have you ever thought of putting on an orange jumpsuit and maybe...
I haven't done that yet. I haven't had a jumpsuit on since I've been in the Air Force, so I might try an orange one. I used to have a green one.
That's good. It's worked for these Filipino prisoners. Now, let's talk about your philosophy a little bit. You're a libertarian with maybe a small L, although you were the libertarian candidate for president at one time.
That is correct.
But so you have a very, shall we say, strict view of the Constitution. You're against, for example, the income tax. You're against... being involved in the UN. You're for a very minimalist idea of what the federal government should be doing.
That is correct.
And in fact, so much so that you're famous for turning down pay raises in the Congress and giving money back that you don't need.
That's right. We turn money back every year, and I have not signed up for that wonderful, wonderful pension fund that the taxpayer provides all the other congressmen. So I try to practice what I preach.
Right. And what, good for you. Do your fellow congressmen and congresswomen get mad at you when you vote against those pay raises?
No, because they always have the votes and they know it's going to go through. I'm not the only one that votes against them. There are others that will vote against the pay raises. But as long as they have the votes lined up, they're happy with what they're doing.
They pat you in the head and say, whatever you like, Ron.
Just go away.
Just go away. Now, as you said, you've attracted a lot of different kinds of supporters. For example, because I know that in general you're against federal drug laws. You're also, in general, against federal gun laws. So you have both gun nuts and hippies. Are these people getting along with each other? I mean, at your rallies?
Well, I'll tell you what, this idea of freedom is attractive to a lot of different people. Everybody likes it for different reasons. So today somebody called in and said, well, you know, I was just went by one of your groups at a fair, and there was a Republican, there was a Democrat, and there was an Independent. And I said, well, freedom brings people together. It is not divisive.
Right. And they all have guns, but they're all stoned, too.
Oh, yeah,
so
they had their guns on right off on the table.
Yeah, they're into that. Now, one of the things, though, is you're against a lot of the things that the federal government does, but, I mean, if you win, if you become elected president, you'll be in charge of it. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that we like. Are you going to, like, do away with, like, you know, the president's physical fitness council and the elementary schools and stuff like that?
Well, not overnight, but I would... But I would go cautiously, but I do promise that I'm running for president, and I would be a president, and I don't want to run your life. I think... when we get involved in running people's lives and running the economy and telling other countries how to live, all we do is get into trouble and we bankrupt the country and we need a change in direction.
How about those nice Christmas stamps the post office puts out every
like
December?
Those.
Can we still have those, the Christmas stamps?
Yeah, I think we could do that. I think there said something in the Constitution about the post office, so we might tolerate
it. You might keep the post office.
What about the Air and Space Museum? I like that.
Oh, I love that, too. But, you know, you could privatize that rather easily. I imagine a few people in the media business would have so much money they would donate and take care of that. That's not all that expensive.
Let me talk to you a little bit about the experience of running for president so far. Like I said, you have been grouped fairly or unfairly with the second-tier candidates. Does that play out in the debates? I mean, for example, do they make you stand on the side of the stage? Will, like, Giuliani even talk to you? Are you allowed to get near him before? I mean, is there a hierarchy in these events?
No, but they say hello, and then they go to their podiums, and, of course, the media props up three or four candidates, and they put them in the middle. But I think what you need to look at is the are the post-debate polling, and I do quite well. Matter of fact, if you check it out, I do exceptionally well.
Wow. And has that changed their attitude towards you, or are they treating you better now?
Well, no, they'd still like me to go away.
Well, Congressman Ron Paul, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Unlike you, none of these guys had a meatball's chance and a dog pound.
You, of course, Congressman Paul, are a serious contender for the presidency, not like a whole bunch of other people who've run for high office here and abroad. So we're going to ask you three questions about true fringe candidates. Get two questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Corva, who is Congressman Paul playing for?
Andy Fulham of Evergreen, Colorado.
Very well. Okay, you ready to play?
Okay, I can catch on. All right,
here's your first question. The preeminent fringe candidate of modern times in the U.S. is Lyndon LaRouche. He's run for president many times, once from prison. His political platform is a strange mixture of conspiracy theories, including which of these? A, that Rupert Murdoch is a Soviet sleeper agent devoted to recreating the communist paradise in Florida. B, that the power behind the Bush White House is not Dick Cheney, but his wife, Lynn Cheney. Or C, that the powdered drink Crystal Light is a chemical weapon intended to sap our vital life forces.
I picked the best of those three.
Yes.
Now, number two, obviously.
You think that Lynn Cheney?
Oh, yeah. That's very good. I've been doing that for years.
Well, you might be onto something because that's what he says, too. LaRouche denounced her in a political speech a few years ago. He said, quote, Cheney is controlled by strings from his wife. She's the clever one. Well, very good. We have two more questions. Second question. Bill Boaks was a British man who ran for Parliament and other offices many times. His entire political career was pretty much devoted to the advancement of just one idea. What? A, reversing the crosswalk rule so that pedestrians can cross the street anywhere except in the striped area. B, getting Britain to change its national song from God Save the Queen to I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. Or C, the legalization and widespread use of the African drug known as cut.
Oh, I'm just about positive it's number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you guessing that?
Yeah, that's my final guess.
All right. You're right. That's good. He was a transportation safety advocate, Boaks was, and he thought that if you gave pedestrians the right of way over cars, people would drive less and drive slower, more people would walk. Tragically, he himself died after being hit by a bus. No, it's true, it's sad. Did you know that?
He was in the crosswalk.
I don't know what happened. It was a very tragic end to an interesting man. Did you know about this guy, or was that just a guess?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we used to communicate, a long time ago.
Really?
Oh, sure. He's been a good friend.
I had
Peter,
no idea.
I thought this game was called Not My Job.
I'm... All right, we'll see how far this goes as we get to the last one. One of the perennial minor parties in Britain was founded in the 1960s by a former rock musician as a protest against the established political parties of the day. What was the name of this party? Was it A, the official monster raving loony party? B, the Better Than Those Idiots Party, or C, the British Front for the Procuration of Better Beer.
Okay, it's obvious you leave the tougher ones to the last.
Yes.
Well, no, this is really tough, but I'm pretty sure it's number C.
So you say the British Front for the Procuration of Better Beer.
He knows, because this guy played at his wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it.
No, it was actually the official monster raving loony party.
Oh,
the OMRLP continued on for many years after its founding. It put up candidates for various positions. Sometimes its ideas, such as passports for pets, actually became law. There was a schism, though, in 1989 when disaffected members broke off to found the Raving Loony Green Giant Party.
Are my supporters going to lose confidence in me now that I missed that
last? I don't know.
Oh, I'm They're worried now.
Gun-toting hippies all over the land said, wait a minute, we thought he was smart.
No. Lyndon LaRouche only got one right. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Corva, yeah. How did Ron Paul do in our quiz?
Congressman Paul got 2 right, and that means Carl will be recording his voice on Andy Fulham's home answering machine.
Well done. I have to say, I never thought that a man of your stature would know about such silly things, but I can't figure out if I underestimated you or overestimated you.
We keep up with those kind of things.
Apparently so. Congressman Ron Paul is a physician. He is serving his 10th term as a member of Congress, and he is one of the candidates for the 2008 Republican presidential nomination. Congressman Paul, good luck to you, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
And if any of the other candidates, major, minor, or in between, want to join us, just email us at waitwait@npr.org. We are nothing, but equal opportunity here.